fiery horse with the speed of light, the cloud of dust, and a hearty hi-yo, Silver, the Lone Ranger. With his faithful Indian companion, Tonto, the daring and resourceful masked rider of the plains led the fight for law and order in the early western United States. Nowhere in the pages of history can one find a greater champion of justice. Return with us now to those thrilling days of yesteryear. From out of the past come the thundering hoofbeats of the great horse, Silver. The Lone Ranger rides again.
Come on, Silver! Let's go, big fellow! I am Silver!
Faint moonlight filtered through low-hanging clouds and dappled the sluggish waters of the Rio Grande. At the river's narrowest point, a small ford half hidden by thick underbrush, there was an unmistakable sound, the confused plunging and splashing of cattle on the move. A few moments later, the river was almost silent again. A silence broken only by the hoofbeats of a large sorrel horse being reined to a halt on the soil of the United States.
Ho, ho, you critter! Ain't enough light to see 3 feet ahead.
Link!
Carter, is that you?
How many times have I told you not to use names? Any time or any place?
What's dark? How am I going to tell
you? You've met me here before. What do you need to tell? Slide off your horse and give me the tally.
Yeah. I lit right in the middle.
You know by now that this bank is flooded at high tide and muddy all the time. You'll never know it. Now, what's the tally?
Dead blasted. My new boots all covered with this infernal gooey red mud.
I'm interested in the tally, Link, not your new boots.
Yeah, 120 head.
What? 120? That all?
Sure.
Mighty small count. What's the trouble?
I don't know. Me and the boys move every critter Pedro has corralled. Tonight it was 120, that's all I know.
What's the matter with Pedro?
Nothing, I guess. Except maybe a little nervous. He's telling me there's a leak somewhere on this side of the river.
Leak? That's impossible.
Well, maybe not. How about your payoff man, what's his name?
You mean Vance? The Longhorn?
Yeah.
Vance is all right. At least I think he is.
Well, that's your end of the business, Carter. I don't want to horn in, but Malcolm Vance might have friends. Or he might get drunk in his own cafe and talk too much. He might.
Mm-hmm. We can settle that question pronto. Tonight.
Yeah? How?
The usual way. I'll go to the Longhorn. You wait outside.
You mean using that tin badge of yours?
Why not?
You're the boss. Whatever you say suits me. Who we use for the frame-up?
I don't know. That'll be Pete Higgins' job. He's the sheriff.
Yeah. Well, how about it? Should I head for town? Dag-nabbit mud all
yes,
over my boots.
You go on. My horse is ground hitched not far from here. I'll follow you.
Sure.
Stay outside the cafe and wait for my signal.
Right. Get up! Come on!
Stranger.
I'm not drinking. I want to see Malcolm Vance. Where is he?
Standing right down there.
Tell him I want to talk to him.
Well, I don't know whether he'll talk
Tell him.
All right.
You want to see me?
Are you Malcolm Vance?
I am.
Own this place?
That's right.
Got something I'd like to talk about. Let's walk up front. It's more private.
Why, sure. Now, what's on your mind? You don't have to stand so close to me.
Yes, I do. Because this thing that's poking you in the ribs is a 45.
What? What's the idea? Hold up?
Not a hold up. You're coming with me, that's all.
What for?
See this badge? My name's Boone, Carter Boone. Range detective for the Cattlemen's Association.
What's that got to do with me?
You had a pretty good idea, haven't you?
No.
If you were to be questioned, you might remember some names.
Now listen, if you're a lawman, I don't want to be mixed
you
up with anything.
You won't be. The association's just interested in some of those names.
Well, as long as you don't bring me into it, I'll
What the? Who fired that shot?
The front door is standing wide open. It came from there.
Close the door. Nobody can leave this room.
That shot may be. The shot came from outside. What have we got to do with it?
I say keep away from those doors. All of you.
Who's he?
I don't know.
Listen, stranger. We're peaceable citizens. You can't order us around that way.
Wait a minute. I'm the sheriff around here. If there's any orders given, I'll give them.
No, you won't. I'll handle it. My name's Boone. Cattlemen's Association.
From the association, huh? You down here trailing brand blotters?
No, I'm after whoever's running wet cattle across the border. Almost had some information right here till a bullet stopped it.
You mean Vance?
He was just about to give me some names when that shot was fired.
Well, I ain't aiming to interfere with your work, Mr. Boone, but you're making a mistake holding everybody here like this.
Well, sure, we ought to get out.
Yeah. I was in the room here myself. The shot come from the outside.
Maybe it did. Maybe it didn't.
If it did, the killer will be 1,000 miles away while you gents stand here and argue about it.
I'm forming a posse right now. All deputies report for duty at once.
Now, wait a minute.
I don't care if you're the whole doggone Cattlemen's Association. I'm the sheriff of this county. There's been a murder committed. And I'm going to run down the army that did it. Now, come on, boys. Let's get out.
The sheriff formed his posse in short order. And a few hours later, they were scouring the countryside for miles around. The lawmen had split up into various small groups. And as the night wore on, the sheriff and one of his deputies suddenly came upon a man who was camped alone beside a small creek.
Ho, you critter.
All right, elevate your hands, stranger.
What's the idea?
Keep him covered, Joe.
All right.
We're looking for a murderer.
Oh, well, that lets me out.
Yeah, I ain't so sure. What's your name?
Jim Pruitt.
Pruitt, eh? Where are you from?
No place in particular, just drifting.
You didn't by any chance just drift into a cafe south of here last night and kill a man, did you?
Just the farthest south I've been in 6 months.
Let's see that smoke pole you're packing.
Sure, but it's not my gun.
Let me see it.
Well, sure.
What did you say your handle was?
Jeb Pruitt.
The initials on this shooting iron are L.M.
Well, I told you it wasn't my gun. I was just going to explain.
Murderers always have an alibi. What's yours?
This is no alibi. It's the truth. I just made camp here about sundown yesterday when a stranger rode up, held a gun on me, made me change clothes with him. Then he took my gun and left this one.
That's not even a good story.
If you ask me, I think we've got the right man, Sheriff.
So do I. We'll take him in.
But you can't.
Climb in the saddle with my deputy and keep your mouth shut.
I ain't done anything.
Move. Steady now.
Well, there's no use talking.
You're right about that. Get up.
Get along there. Come on.
With Jeb Pruitt lodged in jail, The sheriff convinced everyone that the murderer of Malcolm Vance had been brought to justice. However, public sentiment ran high, and there was talk of expediting justice with a lynch rope. In the confusion, no one paid any particular attention to a grave-faced Indian and a young boy who stood at the edge of the crowd.
These people are really excited, Tonto. I wonder if the man the sheriff brought in is a murderer like they say.
Me not know, Dad. Look, that sheriff. Him make talk.
All you folks might just as well go on home. We've got the army to kill Malcolm Vance.
No, we won't.
Yes, we have. The law will take its course.
Oh, if he's going to stretch rope anyway, let's do it now.
The prisoner's in the hands of the law. You folks better break this up, or I'll throw a few of you in the calaboose with him.
That did the trick, Sheriff. I don't think there'll be any more lynch talk.
Better not be. Lynchings might mean a U.S. Marshal coming down here. I'd rather handle the law in my own way.
Sure.
Well, I guess I'll go on home to dinner now. You stay here on guard duty, Joe.
Yeah. Say, what about grub for the prisoner?
Order something from the restaurant like we always do.
Nobody around here to go after it, unless I do.
You stay right where you are. Find some kid to fetch the grub for you. Well, there's one, standing over there with that Indian.
All right. Hey, Shorty.
I'll see you later.
Did you call me?
Yeah. I wonder if you do the law a favor, kid.
Well, I'd be glad to.
Hey, go across the street to the restaurant and tell them to fix up some grub for a county prisoner. Bring it back here.
Sure.
Thanks, kid. Thanks a lot. Well, you might as well take it right back to him.
All right.
Down the hall there. Well, don't be afraid of the prisoner. He can't hurt you. He ain't armed.
I won't be afraid. Here's your dinner.
Oh, thanks. Oh, I guess I don't want any dinner.
Well, it's good food. I just had some of the same thing over at the restaurant.
I don't feel it. I'm not hungry. Probably would poison me anyway. Anybody with luck as bad as mine couldn't get anything good.
Luck runs against everybody some of the time.
I'm being framed for murder I never even heard of until they arrested me.
Tell me about it. Maybe I can help.
Kid like you?
What have you got to lose?
All right. I will tell you.
Let's hurry back to Camp Tonto. I've got something to tell the Lone Ranger. Get back there, steady boy.
You take food to prisoner?
Yes, and I'm sure he's no murderer. It's just a hunch and I can't prove it. But maybe the Lone Ranger can. Come on, Victor!
Get him up, scum!
Sure this Jeb Pruitt is telling the truth, Dan?
Of course I don't know, but...
Where was he camped when the sheriff arrested him?
Not far from here, on Cedar Creek.
Oh, here's a look.
Does where he was camped have anything to do with it?
Quite a bit, steady big fella. If he's telling the truth, the whole story will be written on that campsite. After that, we'll have a talk with Jeb. One silver!
Come up, scout!
All right, Victor!
Yeah?
Who was that boy who brought me my dinner?
I don't know. Just a kid. Never saw him before.
Will he be around here again?
No. And neither will you after the sheriff turns you over to Judge Carson tomorrow. The judge believes in hanging murderers quick.
What are you?
Don't move.
Huh?
You're covered up.
Mashed! An outlaw! I'll fix it for doing it.
Good. Now, Dan, lead the way to Jeb Pruitt.
The curtain falls on the first act of our Lone Ranger story. Before the next exciting scenes, please permit us to pause for just a few moments. Thank you. now to continue our story. While Tonto held the struggling sheriff's deputy in a vice-like grip, the Lone Ranger and Dan walked quickly to the cell where Jeb Pruitt was imprisoned.
This is my friend, Jeb, the one I told you about.
I heard you up there talking to the deputy. Why, you're wearing a mask.
There isn't much time, Jeb. I want to ask you a few questions.
I guess I don't know much because I can't help myself.
This man who held you up took your clothes and gun. What did he look like?
It was dark. I couldn't see very well, and he had a bandana over his face. He was kind of tall.
Was there anything about his appearance you would recognize if you saw him again?
Nothing except... but that wouldn't mean anything.
What?
Just that there was a lot of red mud on his boots. Now, I haven't seen mud like that since I left Indian Territory.
Red mud. Did he say anything that you can remember?
Nothing that made any sense. Something that sounded like, I'd rather be pushing wet cattle than doing jobs like this.
Wet cattle, huh? I see.
Does that mean anything to you?
Maybe.
Nothing that will help me prove I didn't kill this Malcolm Vance.
It might. See you later, Jeb. Come on, Dan.
Sure.
Hey, wait! Ain't you gonna do...
All right, Toto. We'll leave now. Have you got his gun? Let him go, then.
Sneaking outlaw critters. We'll have a sheriff's posse on your trail before you're 2 miles out of town.
I hope it's more successful than the last posse you sent out. Leave your gun outside.
I'll fix you for this. You won't get away with this. No masked outlaw can come in here and take my gun. When the sheriff gets back, we'll run you hombres down.
Come on, Victor.
But the sheriff didn't return for some time. He was busy at the moment talking to a man he'd arranged to meet at a hiding place a few miles from town. Their conversation would have surprised most of the men who had heard them speaking a few hours before in the Longhorn Cafe.
Yeah, it was a pretty good argument you and me put on in the cafe, Carter. Sure fooled everybody.
Yeah.
Kind of surprised me, though. I wasn't expecting...
Lance had to die. It was yellow enough to squeal. Sooner or later, somebody in the Cattlemen's Association might have questioned him.
That was a fancy job of shooting. Did Link Morgan do it?
Link does all the killings. And he's kind of mad about this one.
What's the matter?
He stepped in some mud when he brought the herd across the river. Ruined his new boots.
No. I bet Link's fit to be tied. He's always been proud of his fancy boots.
Now listen, there's more wet stock coming across the Rio next week. But it may be held up a few days until this thing blows over.
Oh, shucks, this won't cause any trouble. We'll hang Jeb Pruitt for murder. That'll be the end of it.
It's best to lay low for a while. Some U.S. Marshal or a ranger might come into town. We got plenty of time.
Yeah, I reckon so.
Meanwhile, you better rush through the hanging. Tell the boys to hide out.
Sure. Anything else?
Just to make it look better, I may drop around to your jail in the morning and ask the prisoner a few questions.
But you won't interfere with county law, will you, Mr. Boone?
The Cattlemen's Association always cooperates with the local sheriff.
Yeah, they sure do. Some of the best cooperating that's ever been done.
Shadows of a small clump of cottonwoods not far from town. The Lone Ranger removed his mask and with Tonto's help disguised his face. Then he explained a plan to the Indian and Dan Reed.
This may not work, but it's worth trying.
Where are you going?
Into town, Dan. I want to visit the cafe where the murder took place.
And what you do, Kemosabe?
Oh, look around a bit. And generally, when a criminal steals clothes, it's to avoid being recognized. Dan, did you scout around and find some red mud?
Yes, I did. Found some red dirt over in the ravine and mixed it with the mud in this can.
Good. Stand there. Plenty of it on my boots.
I still can't understand why...
Just a hunch, Dan. There's only one place where red mud and wet cattle go together. There. That's on the Rio Grande. Steady. Easy a minute, Silver. You and Tonto wait here for me. Come on, Silver.
Drinking, cowboy?
Oh, nothing. Just looking for some friends of mine.
Yeah?
And some soap and water so I can clean the mud off my boots.
Say, you and Link must have been wallowing in the same mud pile.
Link?
Link Morgan. You know him, don't you?
Maybe. Where is he?
Well, he's right over there playing poker. Big gent, this side of the table.
Oh, sure. Well, thanks. Well, Link, did you find anywhere to catch yours clean?
What the... What are you talking about?
Boots. I guess I must have hit the same spot you did. Look.
Oh. Deal me out, boys.
What's the matter?
Come on over here.
Sure.
Who are you? How do you know my name? Never saw you before.
Maybe not. But we do have some things in common.
What do you mean by that?
Red mud and wet cattle.
Wet? Listen, cowpoke, I
don't
ain't got...
Don't worry. I'm working the border, too.
Oh, yeah? You mean for Boone?
Boone?
Carter Boone. You know, works for the Cattlemen's Association. And...
Oh.
Hey, how do I know you ain't...
Don't worry. I'll straighten things out when I see Boone. Where is he?
Hanging around the local lawman, I guess.
Oh, the sheriff. I should have thought of that before. I'll see you later.
Oh, wait, I'll buy you a drink, cowboy.
Oh, no, thanks.
Well, if you're working for Boone, you ought to... Well, ain't I going to see you again?
You probably will. Sooner than you think. Oh, who's over the way?
Holly, you're back quick. Did your plan work?
Yes, Dan, I think it did.
About Jeb Pruitt?
He's being framed, I know that. And I know who killed Malcolm Vance. It's all part of a gang of cattle rustlers. They're moving wet cattle over from Mexico.
Golly.
Otto.
Drive
to the county seat as quickly as possible and bring back the United States Marshal.
Me do it. Yes, Count.
Dan, you come with me. We'll have to work fast.
Sure. Steady, Victor.
Where me bring Marshal?
To the sheriff's office at the jail. Dan and I'll be there.
Get him up, Scout.
Come on, Silver.
Get up, Victor.
A short time later, the Lone Ranger put his plan into operation. Although it was late at night, the door of the sheriff's home echoed with a loud knock.
What the tarnation do you mean, waking people in the middle of the night?
You're the sheriff, aren't you?
Yes, I'm the sheriff, but that don't mean... Who are you? What do you want?
I worked for your deputy today. Carried food from the restaurant.
Listen, kid, I don't care what you did for my deputy.
And I thought maybe I was still working for him. You know, run errands and things like that.
What do you mean?
Well, there's a tall man in town. He's looking for you and Miss Boone.
Tall man? Looking for Carter and me? Who is he?
Well, he looks big enough to be the president of the Cattlemen's Association or something.
President of the Cattlemen's... Are you sure of that?
No, I'm not sure. But he's down at the jail now waiting for you.
He is, huh? Well, thanks, kid. Thanks for letting me know.
Gee, then you'll really let me run errands for you?
Sure. But don't bother me right now. So, some other time. If anybody from the association's in town, Carter and I'd better see that he doesn't get too nosy.
Are you sure? The president of the association, here in town.
Looking for us down at my office. That's what the kid said.
You've got to keep him from asking too many questions. Come on.
Is your name Morgan?
Yeah, what of it?
Sometimes I run errands for the sheriff. Me and Mr. Boone over at the sheriff's office, and I think they want to see you.
They send you to get me?
Well, not exactly. From the way the sheriff talked, I thought maybe they owed you something.
You do. I'll go over there right away.
This window is open a little bit, Marshal. I'm sure that if we wait right here, we'll be able to see and hear everything.
That's a good idea.
Here come two of them now.
Oh, there! Oh! Come on, Carter. Let's go in. Let's get in. Where is he, Joe?
Oh, official from the Cattlemen's Association.
You waiting here for us?
I don't know what you're talking about. There's nobody here but me and that prisoner back there in the cell.
Well, that's funny. Kid said...
Wait a minute. Who was that kid?
I don't know.
We gotta be careful. Any kind of a slip-up that'd tie us into that...
Evening, gents.
Link, what are you doing here? Thought I told you to lay low.
Didn't you send for me?
No.
Kid came over the Longhorn Cafe
again.
And said... What he said, I figured you had some money for me. Pay off the job I did on Van.
Shut up.
You mean shut up. You think you're going to get out of paying for that killing? You're mistaken.
I said shut up.
You Welsh on that, there's a few things I could tell the federal law about wet cattle coming across the Rio Grande.
You dumb hombre, I'll show you.
No, you don't, Boone. Keep that gun in leather. You're all covered.
Mask, it's the same critter that pulled
no, outlaw can...
And keep quiet. We'll do the talking. Have you heard enough, Marshal?
Libby. I'd love to send all four of these hombres to prison for life. Reach all of you.
Now, Dan, I think you can borrow the deputy's keys and let Pruitt out of jail.
Sure.
It's going to be pretty tough on you, Boone, using your job as inspector for the Cattlemen's Association of Russell Cattle.
Link Morgan hadn't talked to you, never would.
Means you're free, Jeb. The United States Marshal has found the men responsible for the murder of Malcolm Vance.
You mean I can leave if I want to?
Sure you can.
I... Gosh, I don't know what to say. I ought to thank
somebody. Come on, Tonto, Dan.
But I don't understand. How could something like this happen all of a sudden?
That's the way it always happens, Jeb, when the Lone Ranger takes a hand.
Come on, Silver. Get up.
Come on, Victor.
Come on, Silver.
The story you have just heard is a copyrighted feature of the Lone Ranger Incorporated.